it is a perplexing question. The price at the barrel continues to drop while the price at the pump continues to go up. I don't understand that. What's happening?
Well, the problem we have is not crude oil. Think of it like a garden hose. You could have a garden hose full of water, but you have a nozzle on the end of it, and the nozzle restricts it. So the crude oil or the garden hose is curve full. We got all we need. But we don't have enough refining capacity because the oil companies keep refusing to enlarge the refining capacity of the existing refineries. And they've set together what is called refinery equalization, and they started this in the 70s. And we've reached a stage of the game where we don't have enough gas and enough diesel to supply our demand. And always in times past, we would have the refineries and things produce more gas and diesel in this winter when we use less. And the tanks that are used to fill up the gas trucks that go to the station were clear full when we entered spring. And if there was a hurricane or a refinery fire, which are common, no harm, no foul,
right,
they got the reserve. Well, today we enter spring and summer on the bottom of our tanks intentionally, as set by the oil companies. Our inventories this spring were lower than they were in the lowest since 1956.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happens is that when the increase in consumption comes on, then they raise the price to ration fuel with a price sign. Instead of going to every other day like we did in the gas lines, what they do is they raise the price, and which is pure profit for them and
sure,
at the refinery, and people have to back off their discretionary driving. And if there's a hurricane or a disruption, the price jumps even higher. So everybody keeps paying attention to the price of crude oil. But crude oil only sets the floor or the minimum price we're going to pay, the crude oil plus the taxes and the cost of getting it to the gas station. What sets the high end is how short the supply is. And the oil companies are free to short the supply because they own all the gas and all the oil. And no American citizen is entitled to a single drop or gas of diesel or gasoline at any price. So as long as they don't collude, which they don't need to in this type of system,
because they all know about it.
That's right. They all put their gas in the same tank, and when one's short, the other one's short. So what happens then is that the government keeps investigating and finding that they've done nothing illegal. Well, exporting the gasoline out of the West Coast to create a shortage, or refusing to make enough in the winter so that we have enough mm-hmm. available to spring, is not an illegal behavior.
It's controlled or planned shortages, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a direct manipulation of gauging the supply to barely have enough to meet our needs.
So we could have the fuel we need, they just don't want to give it to us.
You got it. The internal documents that we've uncovered that are posted at oilwatchdog.org and other research that we've done, they come out and they state in their own words and email links and things that we've published that they wanted to limit the refinery capacity in the U.S. to where it was called equalization. It barely met our needs. So if there's any increase in consumption or decrease in supply due to a problem, the refinery margins would explode. And they laid it all out in writing. It's very commonly known inside the industry exactly how this all occurred.
This is amazing how we continue to get the short end of the stick, Tim. Do you see $4 a gallon gasoline soon?
Yeah, I was one of the first to predict that we'd go over $3 a gallon. And I'm able to do this by simply tracking the available barrels of gasoline that we have and knowing what the consumption is, just like the oil companies do. And out here out west, where our prices are 30 to 40 cents higher, it's refinery margins. And some is taxes, because there's differences in state taxes.
Sure.
But once you get that out of the way, then you find these huge differences in refinery margins of profit. And we have this from their own records, including such as Shell, where we were insiders, were able to give us their own internal PowerPoint presentations that showed that the difference in price after taxes between the West and other regions of the country are pure refinery profit margins. So when push comes to shove, we're sitting out here at today I filled up my truck in Washington with raw conventional fuel, the cheapest gas that money can make. I paid $3.55 a gallon for it. And we're running on the bottom of our tanks, and we're literally almost on the verge of gas lines. And if there's any type of a disruption at a refinery, as an example, which is common, and it's been there for 100 years, but the difference today is, with no reserves, they will raise the price to slow the consumption down. And what they'll do is like an eBay auction. If everybody shows up tomorrow and they have a refinery fire, they'll go from 350 to 360. And if everybody keeps buying, they go to 370, 380, 390, jeez, 4, 5, 550, $6. There is no limit. And what a lot of people don't understand is that there is no such thing as legal gouging in the United States of America. There's a bill right now in Congress that just cleared one committee sponsored by Maria Cantwell and Barbara Boxer and Feinstein and also Smith from Oregon that's coming out of the West, and it takes this manipulation and makes it an illegal behavior. And that's the first time we've had a law that's been proposed that's going, seems to be going anywhere.
Will it get passed, and do you support it?
Yes, I support it. And most of my clients are all independent gasoline dealers who sell gas for ARCO, Chevron, Shell, and so on. We're small business people. And I'm a small business-oriented person, and I've been that way all of my life. But unfortunately, we have the choice of either when business gets out of hand and it has this advantage and it's got a chokehold on us and our economy, we've got to do something. And as long as we allow the oil companies to extract huge profits, hundreds of millions of dollars a month, by simply shorting the market, we're providing a financial incentive for them to continue to do this. And if you do not remove that financial incentive, they're not going to let the prices go back down.